Hi there, I'm Kate McClellan, and I've been a professional wedding planner for 20 years now. I started Planning Collective when I noticed that though most couples are super excited about being engaged, they quickly feel overwhelmed and intimidated by the actual process of planning a wedding. If left unchecked, this can lead to massive burnout and the urge to scrap all your plans and just elope. While this is totally normal, you don't have to sacrifice your sanity for your dream wedding. In the Planning Collective podcast, I'm going to share the processes, tips, and tools that engaged couples like you need to feel confident, supported, and excited about your wedding plans again. Let's get started. Hey there. Before we get into the episode, I have a quick question for you. Have you been unsuccessfully trying to shake that feeling that you're forgetting something when it comes to your wedding? You've got the Knot app and you've downloaded countless other planning checklists, but you just can't get rid of that sneaking suspicion that there's something you don't know yet. It's a very common feeling when it comes to wedding planning, so much so that I decided to put together a free resource to help get rid of FOMO, or what I call the fear of wedding oversight. Yes, it does include that 12-month task checklist, but that's just the start. In addition to the ultimate wedding planning checklist, my new Don't Forget list also includes a wedding vendor checklist, your shopping list, a packing list, and a complete wedding item setup list to make sure that you are truly not forgetting anything when it comes to your wedding. And you heard me right. This list is free for you to grab right now. Just head over to planningcollective.com/forgetting and it's all yours. That's planningcollective.com/FORGETTING and let's get rid of that FOMO together. All right, on to the episode. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. For today's episode, I want to switch things up a bit. Most of my episodes begin with some version of me saying, I get this question a lot, or I see this posted a ton. But today, I want to talk about something that I actually don't see discussed much, and that's your wedding layout or floor plan. The terms are really interchangeable, layouts and floor plans. I'm in the habit of saying layouts, but you may find your venue or vendor say floor plan. Just know that we're talking about the same thing here. Now, I'll admit it may not be the most exciting component of wedding planning, but it is definitely one of the most important. Not having an accurate layout can lead to a lot of chaos on the wedding day, and we know that we want to avoid that. Additionally, going through the process of creating your layout can help you make sure that you have everything accounted for and that it has its place on the wedding day. Let's start with why you need to have a layout for your wedding ceremony and reception. While it might be something that you think you can eyeball, it's important to make sure that you have room for everything. In most cases, things will take up more room than you anticipate, and it's also easy to forget about certain items until you actually have it down in an official format. An example would be thinking that you have a full 40-foot wall space at a banquet hall, and as you're doing the layout, you remember that there's a big storage closet door there, or the bathroom entrance, or a post that's right in the middle of the space you were going to use for the dance floor. Having a layout done in advance of the wedding will save you the stress of things not working out like you had imagined, which can lead to a really chaotic day. Most of what we're going to talk about will refer to your reception layout, but do you need a ceremony layout? Not necessarily. If your ceremony will be in a church or religious institution, this is most likely something you won't have to worry about. The setup in these spaces usually is what it is, and there's rarely any flexibility with how things are set up. Plus, you'll typically have less to actual set up when it comes to the ceremony when you're at a church. So there's a lot less to have a layout to direct people on where things need to go. If your ceremony will be in the same place as the reception, for example, if you're having a backyard wedding or flipping a space from the ceremony to the reception, it will be hugely beneficial to have a ceremony layout. Just like the reception layout, you'll need to make sure that you have enough room for everything and that the flow will work well for the big picture of the day. All right, now that we know why, let's talk a little bit about who puts together your wedding layout. If your wedding is going to be in a more traditional venue, your venue coordinator will most likely be taking care of this for you. Before you spend too much time creating one, make sure to reach out to them to see if that's something that they'll be helping you with. If you're having a backyard wedding at a unique venue, or if your venue does not help you with the layout, this will likely be your responsibility to put together. There are a few pros and cons to having your venue help you with your layout, but ultimately, it's definitely a huge time saver. Most have in-house systems that they're already using, and they're fully customized for the space. If there are any unique details, like an angled room, those posts in the space or the storage doors, or different levels or floors, this will be crucial because you'll need to know the exact dimensions or placements to make sure everything will fit in. The venue coordinator will also know the layouts that work best with their space, and they can recommend potential options that you may not have considered. The main downside for having the venue help with your layout is that you're at their mercy as to when you can get started on this. While some do this early in the planning process, most will start getting into the layout about 1 to 2 months before the wedding. If this is the case with your venue, I would ask if they can send you some sample layouts for weddings approximately your size, and that way you can at least begin picturing what your setup will be beforehand. You'll also need to manage your expectations for how many versions of the layout you'll be able to request. While they will be able to make small updates like taking out or putting in an extra guest table, moving the place card table about, or other small details like that, asking them to completely revise the layout multiple times will most likely not be an option. Another reason why asking them for samples of past layouts will be helpful, and then you can fine-tune once you've landed on your favorite setup. If you're working with your venue on the layout, ask the coordinator there when you can expect to start the process. If you're on your own with making your layout, especially if you're in a tented or unique space, I recommend that you get started on at least a preliminary layout as soon as possible. You'll need to make sure that you have enough space for all of your guest tables, the dance floor, a buffet, for food service, and all of the other details that you'll need to source on your own. It will certainly not be a final version of your layout until you get to that 1 to 2 month time period, but going through the process of putting together a layout early on will help you know that you have the basics covered. So we've talked on the why, the who, and the when for your layout, but what about the how? Especially if you don't have a venue coordinator that will be helping you out with this. There are several free sources out there that can help you with your layout. If you're working with a planner that uses Aisle Planner, which is the planning software tool that we use, you will have access to the layout feature within the platform there. Social Tables and All Seated are the other two free platforms that we use all the time, and between the two of them, you'll find most venue configurations in those systems. If your venue does not create your layout for you, ask if they have a recommendation for which platform to use. If they've already uploaded their venue dimensions into a platform, that's going to save you a lot of time. But don't stress if you'll be starting from scratch, however. It's not as intimidating as it sounds. If your wedding will be at a venue, ask them for the dimensions of the space or the spaces that you'll be using. Make sure to ask if there are any posts, doors, level changes, etc. that you'll need to account for. If you're creating your own reception space, like a backyard or tented wedding, you'll start with the dimensions of the tent and we'll add everything in from there. While a tent is generally a wide open space, make sure to ask if there will be any posts on the inside of the tent that you'll need to work around and what the perimeter tent staking dimensions are. The staking usually extends 5 to 10 feet out from the actual tent dimensions, which can make a huge difference in some setups. All right, now that we've gone over the fundamentals of creating your layout, let's get into the details of what you need to include. I'll list this out over at planningcollective.com/layout so you don't have to write it all down. Let's start with the ceremony. The chairs for the ceremony will take up the majority of your space, and most layout software systems will have ceremony chair layouts. If you have anyone walking down the aisle 3 across, or have a particularly puffy dress, make sure that you have an aisle that is wide enough for everyone to fit across. While you won't need to assign seats for all of the guests, mark off who will be sitting in the front 1 or 2 rows so that you know your parents, the wedding party, or other family members have a reserved spot. Make sure that you're allowing for enough room up front for your wedding party to stand, in addition to any altar or arch decor that you have by where you'll be standing. Take into consideration where you will be coming from prior to the ceremony. Are you coming from the house? What door or route will you take? This might change the orientation of the ceremony that you chose. Additionally, if you're outside, where will the sun be at the time of your wedding? Ideally, neither you or the guests will be looking directly into it. You don't want to be squinting in all of your wedding photos. And finally, will you need a table for your ceremony? We commonly need a small table, like a cocktail-sized table, for a unity candle, a sand ceremony, kiddish cup, breaking glass, or any other components that you want to have easily accessible during the ceremony. Moving on to the reception, the bulk of your layout will be your guest tables. Make sure that you have the correct table sizes, as this can make a huge difference if the wrong size is selected. The most common sizes for rounds are a 60-inch round or a 72-inch round, and an 8-foot or a 6-foot banquet table are the common sizes for long tables. Some venues have one or the other, while others will have a mix for you to use in whatever configuration you'd like. In addition to the guest tables, you'll also need to include room for catering prep or food service. So check with your caterer to confirm how much space they need for setup, and if you're doing a buffet or stations, what size tables and how many they will need for that. Your bar, which needs to include space for a bar back, meaning room for the bartenders and a table for them with the setup in the back, as well as guest traffic in the front. So don't put guest tables right in front of the bar or it's going to feel very crammed. Dance floors can vary greatly in their size. I would say commonly anywhere from a 12 by 12 all the way to a 30 by 30 is in the typical range depending on your guest count. Keep in mind too, you don't need to actually rent a dance floor in some spaces. You just want to have a space that is open enough with the existing floor to have room for dancing. A card and gift table, a place card table or a seating chart, a coffee or water station, cake or dessert table, the DJ table or a stage for your band, and make sure that they are also by electrical access. Cocktail tables for both cocktail hour, and you might want to put a couple around the dance floor for guests to set their drinks down on. A vendor table for dinner, a restroom trailer if needed, and make sure that your layout includes table numbers if you are assigning seating. Again, you can find this list at planningcollective.com/layout. It will be very useful when you're ready to get your layout started. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Have you started the layout process yet? Head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and let me know what platform you're using. And if you found this episode helpful, please take a minute to rate and review. It would mean the world to me, and it will help other couples get the wedding planning tips they need. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode. Hey, it's me again. Have you been feeling overwhelmed by the daunting task of planning your dream wedding? Well, I'd like to introduce you to the Planning Collective membership, the new solution to a stress-free wedding planning experience. Imagine for a second having access to the expert guidance, personalized support, and a community of like-minded couples all dedicated to making your wedding dreams a reality. With our membership, you'll gain exclusive access to invaluable resources, including budgeting tools, customizable planning timelines, wedding planning templates, and insider tips from industry professionals. Say goodbye to endless Google searches and sleepless nights worrying about the details. My Wedding Planning Blueprint course uses our unique planning path, which guides you seamlessly through the advice, systems, and processes that I've developed in over 20 years of planning weddings. Don't let wedding planning stress overshadow the joy of your engagement. Join the Planning Collective membership today and take the first step towards the wedding of your dreams. And the best part is, all of this is available to you right now for less than your Netflix subscription. Visit planningcollective.com/membership to learn more and start planning with confidence. Let me help you get rid of that planning stress at planningcollective.com/membership.